Hey everybody, my name is Hudson Jameson. Yeah, good, it's on. Hudson Jameson, I'm a developer from Texas. And I just thought that I'd do a lightning talk on what I've learned and the processes I've had to go through to navigate the community. So how many of you have never written in Solidity? Like never touched it, right? How many of you like have never written and want to learn, like just dive in, right? Anybody? No one's gonna go home and dive in? Okay, got it. Awesome, bro. So what happened is when I started, I didn't really know what to do. I would go to the Reddit and I would go, and because Ethereum, it's really cool that they get to develop so quickly. They have very, very fast breakneck speed with development, but there's so many new features. Like people were thrown off, for instance, a few weeks ago when there was throw exceptions added. So even the simplest things can be hard to keep up with. So I'm going to run you through some links that I like to use, and then finally my repository of links that I use to keep up with everything that's going on. So first one, obviously, their GitHub. That's where I get a lot of my examples if I'm wanting to mess with a piece of Solidity code. Second one's going to be the blog. Vitalik, props to writing and producing a blog while the conference is going on. So yeah, this is actually very, very useful stuff. There's a lot of good information from everyone on the team. They do weekly dev updates now, so a lot of improvement on the communication front. Let's see here. This is the Reddit. This is definitely the second best resource I've used for coming, you know, with Ethereum knowledge. It's at least in the top three. People post here, it's very active. A lot of breaking news happens on here. And if you have a coding question, there's a good amount of people who are here to help you. The Ethereum forum is another really good one. Right now it's actually a bit laggy, so I think a lot of people are visiting it, which is a good sign. This has a lot of different things. People are posting, like Piper with the Ethereum alarm clock, he posts all his updates to here. And when I was doing my first smart contracts and I was trying to struggle with, you know, setting up a private testing environment or looking at examples, this Frontier guide is amazing. This is a very large Git book that's been developed out of resources that they wrote, you know, on the wiki. And recently there was even a guide specifically for Solidity setup. I think it'll give it, yep, the redirect code. So Chris, I think, was the main on this. He made a new Solidity documentation site, and it's constantly being updated by members of the community for ease of reference. So it's not always going to be over your head. It's actually going to be pretty cool. Best resource I found, and I mean, I've met tons of you guys at this conference already from this, is the Gitter page. So Gitter is a chat channel, and or it's a chat program, rather. If you have a GitHub repository, you automatically have a Gitter page. So for instance, this is the Ethereum main page on Gitter, and we have Go Ethereum, CPP Ethereum, and the people who are coding in those, you know, packages or in those repositories are here chatting live. So for instance, you go to CPP Ethereum, and you know, Gab's in there. He's just talking about historical whatever revisions of stuff, and even like people coming in and just like, hey, I'm brand new on here. It's very, very welcoming. Very odd for, you know, the crypto community can be kind of malicious, have a lot of trolls, but I feel Ethereum is kind of different. It's very different from the rest of the pack. This was mentioned earlier, this Area 51 Stack Overflow. So if you type in Area 51 Stack Overflow, we're number 2 on the list right now. We need just a little bit more support. If you have a question, I'd say post it to Reddit, post it to here. You'll get answers from both, from different people in the community, and it'll help you a lot. And then finally, something, by the way, my name is Souptacular on the forums, and I'm kind of trying to take the initiative to make a tips and tricks book. So if you see me posting and helping on Reddit or the Gitter, I sometimes lead people to this. What this is my collection of notes, my collection of steps, and the one that is complete right now is creating a private testnet. So you can go into all these different places and create it, but if you want to do it from scratch, that's a good way to learn. Finally, this resource list, giant, giant list of resources. So yeah, I love helping the community. I want everyone to get involved. Come to Gitter, come to Reddit, come to there. You can leave me comments. Feel free to reach out to me. I'm Souptacular or Hudson Jameson on pretty much everywhere online. Thank you all.